What's going on, KD Time friends? Welcome back to another episode of KD Time, that sometimes weekly but mostly timely podcast for each and every podcast fan. You know what we do out here in these streets, or on these podcast streets, I should say. We talk about everything under the sun, from talking about music, talking about movies, talking about TV shows, talking about nostalgia, talking about sports, talking about food, talking about whatever. It's gonna be whatever. I didn't mean to start singing, but that's just how the flow took me. Speaking of singing and music, I wanted to talk a little bit about how the power of music can impact us and impact our lives and our emotions. I feel like music is so powerful in the way that it can either uplift us or relax us. It can bring us to a point of jubilation. It can bring us to a point of just crying. Like, there are so many emotions that are tied to music. And how does that impact us? How does music impact your soul? How does it impact your mind, your actions? There's a lot, right? Like, for example, some people might listen to music just to help them fall asleep. Some people might listen to music just because they wanted to rock out or they wanted to go dancing and like dance and have a good time. Whether you're up and wanting to move your body or wanting to chill and kind of like curl up in a corner and zone out, whatever the case may be, music has a way of being able to help you out. So yeah, in this episode, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about music's power and its influence and how it can change us from being a happy person or from being a sad person to a happy person. So let's dive right into that right now. Welcome back. So yes, music has an undeniable power to shape our lives and emotions in profound ways, right? From soothing melodies that calm our nerves to the energetic beats that make us want to dance, music has a direct influence on our mood, behavior, and overall well-being, right? So let's talk about some of the ways that music impacts our lives. Well, I mean, for me, I know that music helps motivate me throughout the day. It helps me feel calm. Like, if I'm listening to music, there are times where I could be having a terrible day. You know, I was just criticized. I was just like feeling down in the dumps or whatever, or even just my body in its own weirdness. It kind of directs how I'm going to feel for the day. So like sometimes I'll get up and I'm like, I really don't want to get into the day, even though nothing had happened. I could just wake up feeling like, what am I going to walk in today? I'm not even in the mood for anything. And then there's other days where I'm waking up and I'm like, it's a beautiful day. I mean, sometimes the weather kind of attributes to the moods that we have, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you just never know. But what the great thing about music is that it can sway you into different directions. So hopefully, like, if you're feeling sad and you're feeling lonely and you're feeling kind of depressed, or you're feeling kind of like sheltered and alone and by yourself, hopefully sometimes music would help you come out of those situations and can help you feel better and want to be around people, want to move, want to dance. And even if it doesn't, like, maybe the music will help you just kind of relax. Because sometimes we just all need a bit of relaxation sometimes, right? So yeah, here are some of the ways that music impacts our lives. Emotional expression. So what that means is Music serves as a powerful medium for expressing emotions, right? So whether you're feeling happy, sad, angry, or even nostalgic, there's often a song that resonates with our mood and helps us process our feelings, right? For me, when I'm feeling happy, I typically listen to a bunch of different songs. So like one of my go-to songs that I'll listen to is either Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. I love that song so much. I don't even understand why I love that song so much. I think it's just that like feeling of da-da-da-da-da. Like I don't know. Anyhow. And another song I would say is probably like Latch by Disclosure. I don't know what it is about the melody of the music. It just feels amazing to listen to, and I'm just like, now I've got you in my space, right? When I'm feeling sad, if I feel like crying, if I feel like really embracing my sadness emotionally, I would probably listen to the song Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. It is attached to sadness when it comes to Grey's Anatomy. You guys know me. If you've listened to my podcast for however many episodes, I'm over 100 now. So like, come on. Like, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, you listen to anything that had anything to do with TV or, shows that like Grey's Anatomy or, Smallville or anything like that. Like, I've talked about it several a time where this particular song, Chasing Cars, just it doesn't matter where I am or what I'm doing. If I listen to that song, I instantly feel sad. I instantly feel like, oh, And it's a beautiful song, don't get me wrong. But because it's attached to such a sad time or sad emotions, it helps me feel like I'm like how sad I'm supposed to feel. And then I listen to it, and I'm sometimes I get over it. Sometimes I'm like, all right, now that I've cried that out, I should be good now, right? If I'm feeling angry, for me, if I'm feeling angry, I'll listen to some songs that like now I'll listen to some songs that's probably not too kosher for the podcast, but for just a quick glimpse at what I would listen to, it's probably like Gives You Hell by the All American Rejects, right? Like, when you see my face, hope it gives you hell. Like, that's the kind of song I would listen to if I was feeling angry, because I'm just like, I'm mad at this situation. So I'm like, I hope everything that's happening, it gives you hell to you, to whoever caused me to feel angry. And even if it was myself, if I was angry at myself, it doesn't matter. Like, I would listen to Gives You Hell and some other colorful songs. When I'm feeling nostalgic, I go to the 90s. I go to the 90s because it was quite the time to be alive. There was a lot going on in the 90s. We had big rappers in the 90s. We had such a cultural phenomenon going on with hip hop, And so immediately when I think of nostalgia, I'll think of Juicy by Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. Like, I'll think of Juicy, and even still, like, I will rap the lyrics because it's such a catchy song in general. So, it's like it's like you can't help but feel nostalgia when you listen to it. It came out in 1994. It was on the album Ready to Die, and just like that whole sequence where he's just like, it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. Like, come on. Like, if you were a 90s kid or a 90s baby or a teenager or a 20-year-old in the 90s, this was it. This was like Biggie Smalls, Tupac, like this was it. Like, especially in Brooklyn, New York, you know what I mean? Like, this is what you listen to in that time frame. And it like, I don't know. Like, I go back to this. I rap this as if I was Biggie myself. I'm like, yeah, all good, baby, baby. Like, it's such a song. It's such a classic song. It hits all the right buttons for me. Like, if I'm just like, just feeling like I wanna, just bop and do my thing, this is the song I'd go to. So, It's a great song, and I don't, there's like not many songs that could bring me back to a time like that more than this one, I would say. Right? So, emotional expression. When you're feeling all those feelings, there's usually a song that resonates to what you're feeling, right? Another impact, the way music would impact you is by your moods, your mood regulation. Moods and emotions are kind of different because they, because you could swing, right? Like if you're feeling a type of way and you're in, it's tip, moods are typically attached to moments. So when something happens and then you're like in a funk or you're in a different mood or you're in a happy mood, like a lot of people couldn't pick up on that kind of thing. But if your emotions are driving the bus, if your emotions are driving your every action, your every move, that's different. Okay, understand that. That's different. Mood regulation. Listening to music can instantly uplift our spirits to help, or I'm sorry. Listening to music can instantly uplift our spirits or help us relax and unwind. Upbeat tunes can boost our energy levels and motivation, while slower, more melodic songs can promote relaxation and calmness, which is true. Like a mood is being relaxed. You could be in a relaxing mood. You can be in a calming mood. You can be in an uplifting mood. You can be in a hyper mood. You can be in different kinds of moods. Like you remember those mood rings? Like they didn't tell you all of the emotions that you were feeling. They were saying that you're in certain moods, which always changed. But at the same time, like I felt like every time I got one of those, like a mood ring, it would always be blue. Like it didn't matter what I was doing or how I was feeling, it was always like one color. I'm like, this is trash. It's fake. I don't believe this. It hasn't changed color. Like I feel angry right now, and it's not doing a darn thing. You know what I mean? Anyway, but I digress. Mood regulation is good. Is a good way to tell how music impacts our life, because again, if you're feeling down and you need something to uplift you, what kind of song would you put on to uplift your spirits? What kind of song would you put on to like relax yourself? You know what I mean? For me, I think an uplifting song would be anything gospel or worshiping. Like those kinds of songs definitely uplift me out of whatever mood I'm in and just makes me feel like thankful and grateful about life, about my friendships, about my relationships, and what so have you. If I wanted to get into a more relaxing mood, I'd probably put on some jazz or some reggae, like some old reggae that like isn't like get up on the dance floor kind of reggae, just kind of like chill and simple. I'll do that. Upbeat tunes could be anything from pop to hip hop to rock and roll. Like those are the things that I think about when I think about upbeat tunes. You know what I mean? So yeah, memory and nostalgia. So we talked a little bit about nostalgia. We talked about not the 90s and what you remember. Certain songs have the ability to transport us back in time and evoke memories from our past. So, like I said, with Juicy, the song came out in 1994, but I remember when I was younger, and after, after Biggie had passed away and he got killed and everything, unfortunately, in 97, it was like, dang, like his music was just epitomized. It was just it like skyrocketed, which, I mean, people watch, like as soon as a celebrity dies, we watch everything that they did. We listen to all kinds of interviews. Like they just become something else. Like, there's a few celebrities that'll say like, oh, you're not truly famous until you're gone, because then people are gonna like remember you and want to know everything about you because you passed away. Not every celebrity has that kind of thing going on for them, but a lot do. Like if you're a big time celebrity, if you're big time, people were talking about you before you died to them talking about you even more after you died, that kind of thing. So, for me, like, yeah, I remember the radio stations being on, playing Biggie's music, and just like that. Like I was young, but I wasn't stupid. I mean, you're in a neighborhood with a bunch of other black folk in Brooklyn, New York. What else are you gonna listen to? You're outside, you're having a good time, you're playing with the fire hydrants. You're in the park, there's plenty of people in the park or whatever. So it's just like it brings me back to a time of cookouts and barbecues and all of that, like going out and just enjoying life, I guess. For me, I was definitely enjoying life as a kid for sure, but it evokes memories from the past. You just remember certain things that you were able to do back when that song was around. Hearing a familiar song from our youth can trigger vivid recollections of people, places, and events, tapping into our own sense of nostalgia. It's simple. It's absolutely simple. You hear a song from the 90s, and if you were a kid in the 90s, yeah, you're gonna think about that. If I hear a song from the 2000s or the 2010s, I'm gonna think about that time. In the 2000s, I was sort of becoming like from a young kid to a teenage kid. Like I was going in through that phase of just being, just okay. I was graduating in 2009, and I was entering a new atmosphere of life of just being from a kid to a teenager who was then going off to college. Like there are plenty of songs that tie me to that time frame, especially like just listen like Lean On Me, singing that at school. We sang For You I Will at school. If you guys have you guys or maybe I don't know, but this happened quite a bit in my PS161 schooling. We sang for our graduations like different songs. Like I don't know why that was a thing. I don't even know if that's still a thing. Like people, the graduating classes in fifth, when they graduate 5th grade or they graduate from kindergarten or something, do they still sing? Is that still a thing? Because that's what just popped up in my head was like, For You I Will by Monica. I remember singing that. I feel like I saw that sing that a couple times. Like, okay, now the students will turn around and sing a tribute to their parents, and that was the song we were singing. We're singing to them, and we sang to the younger grade because we're like, all right, we're gonna miss you, but you got this. It's in your capable hands, younger grade people. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Memory and nostalgia, music can do that for you. It brings up all kinds of different things from your past. You're just like, whoa, I wouldn't have remembered that until I started talking about this. Like I wouldn't have remembered it on my own without having this topic come up. Connection and community. Connection and community. Music has the power to bring people together, fostering a sense of unity and belonging, whether it's si singing along with friends at a concert or sharing playlists with loved ones. Music has a way of creating bonds and strengthening social connections. Very, very true. One of the ways I would say that I feel the most connected and the most like I belong to a community is when we all get together and do the electric slide. Yep. And we don't just do the electric slide to the electric slide song. We do the electric slide to whatever song makes sense. Like before I let you go, yeah, we're gonna be electric sliding to it. Okay. That's one of the songs that I could say for sure brings people together is the electric slide. But doing the dance is what brings us together as well. The cha-cha slide, the wobble, the Cupid shuffle, the Jerusalem song. Like, come on. Like there are so many songs that will bring us together as a community, especially to dance. But also, like as a community, we come together when it's certain like sad moments. Like a lot of people will kind of come together and sing hymnals together. Like there's a sense of unity there. There's a sense of community there. But when you're singing along with friends at a concert, that's also amazing. Like just being a part of a group of people that are singing the same song at the top of our lungs and it sounds great. Like you ever go to a concert and like everybody's singing and then the artists is like she or he or they cut off the music, they cut off whatever they were doing to allow the crowd to sing, and it sounds amazing. Like, you could be the worst singer on the planet, but once you sing with other people, when you're singing together with other people, don't you feel a sense of community? Don't you feel a connection to those people? And then you start to cheer and woo because you guys heard yourselves sounding good. Like, again, you might not be the best singer on the planet. You could be the worst singer. But as soon as you sing together with other people, it sounds amazing, you know? Or you could share playlists with loved ones. I know that I have folks that share music with me all the time. All the time. It's like, oh, have you heard this? Here, let me send it to you. Here, listen to this artist right quick. Listen to this playlist, you know. Or on Spotify now, you could blend your playlists together. You could blend your collective songs that you listen to on a regular basis together with a friend. That is a sense of community. That is a sense of connection, you know. It creates bonds. It's like, oh, this is good. Strengthening social connections, it sure does. I don't know for sure how often people go to a concert and then become best friends after the concert. I'm not saying it never happens. I think it definitely does. But I could see that happening. I could see someone going to a concert. If they went by themselves, they went with like maybe one or two girlfriends, one or two guy friends, and they were just kind of like, oh, I loved singing next to you this entire time at the concert. What, you know, let's be friends, that kind of thing. Music gives us a cultural identity, for sure. Music plays a central role in shaping cultural identity and heritage. Different genres of music often reflect the values, traditions, and experiences of particular communities, serving as a means of preserving and celebrating cultural diversity. Absolutely. Cultural identity with music. It's true. It's true. For me, my cultural identity in music comes a lot from my roots, from how my parents and my parents' parents were raised. They all listened to a lot of reggae. They listened to a lot of dancehall. They listened to a lot of soca. Like, they listened to these different genres that, like, a lot of, not everyone in the world will acknowledge or know off the top of their head. Like, Bob Marley, you know, may he rest in peace, he is played, or his music, I should say, is played everywhere, literally everywhere. And it's not like he's the only one that made music like that, but his music has definitely crossed borders, crossed everywhere. I haven't been everywhere, but I could tell you that I've been several places where people are playing Bob Marley music and they have no Jamaican nothing in them. Nothing. You know? And it's just like, what? That's crazy. But it's awesome at the same time. It does play a role. Like, when I was growing up, I definitely thought about how hip-hop was a black thing. Hip-hop was a black thing. Pop was like, a white people thing. Rock and roll was a white people thing. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I just didn't have the knowledge or the history. I didn't know the history of the music. So when I was growing up, I just kind of assumed, like, I was like, oh, okay, well, this is us. This is them, you know. And then now that I'm even older, it's like everything is blended. Everything is blended. We got reggaeton, which is a mixture of Latinx music with Caribbean music. We got alternative rock. We have several different artists who have broken through to the pop charts. Like, an example is the Dreamgirls, Diana Ross. I mean, the Supremes, not the Dreamgirls, even though we all know that that's the movie. That's who the movie's about, but that's neither here nor there. Diana Ross and the Supremes, they broke into the pop industry. Like so many artists and so many different musical genres have blended together So, you know, but it's still like you still we still know if you know where the origins come from, you know where the values are, the traditions are, then yes, experiences of a particular community, it's our cultural identity. If you know what your cultural identity is, that's amazing. That's amazing. But music plays a central role in that. Like, I know that if I'm watching a Bollywood movie, they're not usually going to put on some like hardcore rap music. They're just like, I haven't seen that, you know? So it makes a difference. It makes sense. Stress relief and relaxation. We talked about that earlier. Research has shown that listening to music can reduce stress levels and promote relaxation. Yes. Certain types of music, such as classical or ambient music, have been found to have particularly calming effects on the mind and body. That is true, especially for me in my case. If I'm listening to something that is a little bit too hyperactive, I'm gonna feel it. I'm gonna bob a little bit harder than I would typically. But if I'm listening to something that's more laid back, more chill, then typically I'm just kind of like, oh, this is nice. This is really nice. You know, I don't feel anxious. I don't feel like I wanna jump up and down. I wanna just kind of chill, you know what I mean? It does help. Music does impact you in that way. Stress relief and relaxation with certain songs, especially if you like I said before, if you're a person that listens to music to help you fall asleep, then you know that's where this comes in. If you can't, for me, well, I should say, like, if I'm super tired, then it doesn't matter what I'm listening to, I'll fall asleep. But I remember, like, there were times where I'll listen to certain songs, whether it was like a strong gospel song or you know, soca or something like that, and it's just like, it's gonna keep like that. Every song is just gonna keep me wanting to stay awake or stay active because of the beat, because of the lyrics, wherever the case may be. I would definitely feel like I wanna move and dance and stuff depending on the music. So obviously, if you have certain types of music that are more chill, more laid back, more ambient, it's not gonna get you there. You're gonna probably wanna fall asleep. It's true. I think that like a great example is probably the Fantasia movies, like the ones with Disney, the those like, you know, with Mickey being an apprentice. It's just, you know, they have a there's a certain way that the songs are played that you just don't wanna get too feisty. You know what I mean? Like, they're playing songs by Sebastian Bach or you know, Paul Dukas. Like, you're just Beethoven. It's very like kind of symphonic. Like, it's just nice. Just nice and calm and chill. Enhanced cognition. Music has been linked to improve cognitive function, including enhanced memory, attention, and problem-solving skills. Learning to play a musical instrument or engaging in activities like singing or dancing can stimulate brain activity and promote neuroplasticity. So, yeah. I know how to play a couple of instruments. I know how to play the piano, the flute, and, well, the clarinet, if you want to be technical. I also know how to play a little bit of the violin. I would say that I haven't practiced any of those instruments in a long time, but I feel like as soon as if I get one and I like try to do the notes, that memory would come back to me. But there are songs out there that would help with enhanced memory, attention, and problem-solving skills. I think that those aren't like, I would say with enhanced cognition, the music that's linked to improve cognitive function including enhanced memory, attention, and problem-solving skills, would probably be the music that we talked about a little bit earlier when it comes to memory and nostalgia, but more so the memory piece of it, tapping into our sense of just that, oh, I remember. Like, there are different songs out there that can help you remember to just do basic tasks. Like, if you were just kind of like, if you were cleaning up or something and then you got distracted by your phone or whatever, and then you hear a song and it's just like, oh, I was cleaning up, this song makes me want to clean up and do stuff there. So, like, let's bring it into layman's terms, right? If you were a child who would clean on Saturday mornings before you can enjoy your day, or do chores or anything, there were certain songs that were played for you to do those chores, right? And so if you heard a song that was connected to that memory of you doing chores, and you are like not typically doing chores at the moment that you heard the song in a later time frame, it would help you to remember and do something that relates to that, you know, that it would help you to do something that, like, the song would help you relate, the song would help you get back to what you were supposed to be doing. So it helps promote that, you know, stimulation in the brain, stimulation of just getting things done. Next, you have physical well-being, of course. Like, a lot of people listen to music when it comes to working out. They listen to, you know, the workout playlist, their everyday playlist, where they're just typically kind of, you know, pumping up the jam, maybe. Music has the power to influence our physical well-being as well. Upbeat, rhythmic music can motivate us to exercise harder and longer, while soothing music can aid in pain management and promote healing. I would definitely say that that's true for your physical well-being. If you're more of a active person, you're probably listening to upbeat music, rhythmic music, that'll help you get the body moving and grooving and help get the blood flowing. Now, if you're doing something that's helping with pain, I would probably say, like, for your physical well-being, you're most likely going to be listening to something more calming and relaxing to help with that, and sort of just to, like, keep you doing what you're supposed to be doing to keep your body healthy, but not as active or strenuous. And finally, there's creative inspiration. Absolutely. I would say that 9 times out of 10, when I'm listening to certain songs, I think of an idea that would help me do whatever. Like, I use creative inspiration all the time to just kind of draw. I draw, I can write. You know, many artists and creators draw inspiration from music, using it as a source of creative fuel, whether it's writing poetry, painting a masterpiece, or choreographing a dance. Music has the ability to inspire innovation and imagination, which is absolutely true. I can't tell you how many times I listened to something and it sparked something where I was doing some of my creative writing. I was doing making up my own dance stuff because I was like, oh, this is nice. I mean, I haven't shown anybody. I haven't really put it out there, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. You know, you could be chilling on a subway train, listening to music, and then all of a sudden you're just kind of like, that's a good idea. Like, it doesn't have to do with the music at all. Like, it might not have anything to do with the song in particular, but it brought out something in your brain to think about creatively. So, but yeah, that's the you know, the power of music. In conclusion, the power of music to impact our lives and emotion is undeniable. Undeniable. It's in everything we do. If you're listening to music, if you're thinking about music, you know, I often, if not all the time, I will sing a song just randomly. There's always a tune in my head. I typically sing randomly. I typically hear a word or phrase And then I'm brought to a time of whatever song that comes to mind. So, like, for example, I could be, let's think of a word that, not even, I could go back in the list here. So, physical well-being. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word physical? For me, it's, let's get physical, physical. I wanna get physical, you know? Like, that's what I'm thinking about. When I see or hear that word, that's where my brain goes. So, you know, whether we're using music to express ourselves, regulate our moods, or connect with others, music plays a central role in shaping our experiences and enriching our lives, right? It just does. And that's why, you know, I chose to have music in my episodes where I play the opening title, the opening credit song, and the ending song the same, because I want you guys to think of, like remember that tune. You know, I love music, and I think that music has definitely impacted my life in an enormous way. So I don't really know how you could not be impacted by music unless you live under a rock or something, you know, because, like, even deaf people can experience music. They're, you know, they might be feeling the vibrations in their body, or they have the ability to kind of hear a little bit, or they're just watching an interpreter do all the signs. And, you know, like, everybody experiences music, you know what I mean? So whether it's upbeat, whether it's chill, we all have a musical tune in our lives, right? You are the music in me. Okay. So that was the episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something about music and how it impacts yourself. And if you want, you can think about, like, what type of musical songs or music songs do you think about? What type of songs make you feel happy? What type of songs make you feel sad, angry, nostalgic? What kind of songs would you listen to in order to relieve your stress? What kind of songs do you listen to in order to inspire creativity? You tell me. Leave it in the comments. Leave it somewhere. Like, talk to me on X. I'm on X at Katie Time Podcast. I'm on Instagram at Katie Time Podcast. Let me know. Hit me up. I would be happy to share more musical songs and notes with you, because that's just what I like to do. All right. So with that being said, thanks again for listening to the episode. I hope you come back for the next one. I'll check you out. Deuces.